You know what, let me just mention this here real quick too, because Senator Kobach brought up an issue that is probably being pushed, especially in the political circles in the in Washington, D.C., and that is the Russians and Chinese, especially after Vladimir Putin issued a public statement saying that whoever controls the AI of the world will rule the world. Mm-hmm. And of course, you can't have the AI technology without a 5G yes. technology to facilitate that particular issue there. So this may be one of the reasons why. And of course, in Russia, it's kind of like in Eastern Europe. Eastern Europe is still under the Soviet type of mentality. They're still under a communistic way of life, even though they have the freedoms now. So the government does things and they never tell no one. It's kind of like vaccines. In Eastern Europe, you have no idea what's in your vaccines. The same thing with your internet. They don't tell the people the risk. They don't even publicize it until it's too late.
That's right. So that's what we are worried about. Like, you see, I got two children. You have children. Your wife is a pediatrician. How many children is she going to see damaged by the time they realize something, you know? That something is wrong. So what do you suggest we should do? Do you think we should get together in communities? Education is the key, I believe.
Yeah, I think education is the start. And so when you start talking about Russia and this challenge that we have to go off and who can push 5G faster, I think before we even get to the artificial intelligence stage, there's something else that's a little more important, and we focus a lot on the adverse health impact, but that risk to personal data privacy and risk to national security is also a concern. I don't know if you guys have watched what they're doing in China with all their big data. They've adopted something called the social credit system. Are you familiar with that?
Yes, we are. Mm-hmm.
So every citizen is going to be rated from a 1 to 1,000 based on how trustworthy they are as a citizen. Now, really, that measure of trustworthiness is their allegiance to the Chinese Communist Party. So if you speak badly about them, you get debited on your social credit system. If you speak favorably, you get positive. If you do things that they accept as good behavior, then you go up. Now, the impacts of that are, if you don't have a sufficient social credit score, you can't buy a plane ticket, you can't buy a train ticket, you can't send your kid to a private school, because they have a cashless society, so everything is controlled electronically, and your ability to do anything is controlled electronically. That's the finish line that these guys are in a race to go off and do. And for governments like China and Russia, which are totalitarian governments, that may be exactly the finish line that they want to go off and push for. But in America in particular, we value this thing called freedom.
That's right.
And they're kind of... We're right now in this rush where we're pursuing the benefits of convenience of all these little gadgets in our lives, but we're forgetting the fact that we're essentially getting lulled into a set of complacency, and we're giving up that very, very precious freedom, which many people, even more than are getting infected by this 5G rollout right now, many people die to protect that precious gift of freedom.
Yes.
And that's a multi-generational loss if we do it. So I'm very concerned about this on many different levels, and it's well beyond the immediate health impacts.
Yes, and health is freedom. That's what I wanted to say. Health is our most precious possession.
Yeah.
And health of our children. And let me talk a little bit about, Senator, here, about the 5gappeal.eu. page. You might not be familiar, this is something from Europe, and I'm watching this, but January 1st, 2019, 217 scientists and medical doctors have signed the appeal, and where they are warning about 5G, and they're asking the European Union representatives to stop rolling out 5G. And here, I will just read very briefly here what they're saying, what the risks are, okay? It says that numerous recent scientific publications have shown that EMF affects living organisms at levels well below most international and national guidelines, just like you say, Senator, the same thing. And effects include increased cancer risk, okay, cellular stress, increasing harmful free radicals, genetic damages, that's major. It affects our DNA, and genetic damages, structural and functional changes of reproductive system, especially in boys.
Yeah.
Okay, and learning and memory deficits. It's like creating zombies almost, okay? Neurological disorders and negative impact on general well-being on humans, and not to even talk about animals, insects, and plants. That all of biology, all of the creation is going to be affected. So we have to take some very serious steps as citizens. And you know how they talk about war being such a national emergency? Okay, fine, I'm not going that route right now to talk about it. But what is a true national emergency is that 5G rollout and its effects on us as human beings.
Yeah, I call wireless radiation in general the number one environmental concern of our day.
Yes.
Because it affects every single person. Sometimes it's very evident how it impacts them, as in the case of your son. But for many people, it's much more subtle. I mean, there's no doubt everybody in their family has been touched with somebody with cancer.
Yes.
I highlighted we've got issues with cardiac arrhythmias and the need for pacemakers in families when they have AFib due to interference from this electromagnetic radiation. And my wife had her tinnitus. So there are all these different effects. Sometimes they're not manifest in a way that everybody can go off and look at it. And then, but all the naysayers, whenever you say that, I mean, that long list, they say, well, it can't obviously impact everybody. It's more like Munchausen syndrome, right? They think it's you're just making it up. And when you actually look at your background's in biology, you look at how the body operates. I mean, every cell has this little positive and negatively charged gateway into the cell to go off and get into things like DNA replication. And if you're going off and sending a bunch of random electrical signals that are just flipping the switch, you know, on and off on a random basis, all of a sudden your cell is going to start getting confused. And it's going to manifest itself in a variety of different ways, which correlates to all these different adverse health impacts and the variety of health impacts that we're seeing. So it is perfectly consistent with what you'd expect if you understand those basic biological mechanisms that are getting disrupted. So it is a concern. There's a lot of naysayers out there. It's going to take some time, unfortunately, and a lot of people, unfortunately, may suffer in the interim. But the direction we're headed in is not sustainable. It's not something that's healthy. And it's not something that's safe, not just from a national security perspective, because a lot of the technology that's out there, we didn't even get into it, that Huawei and other 85% of USA's motherboards are manufactured in China. And I don't know if you heard about it, but they got a little microchip that's been installed on the motherboards to provide backdoor network access to those microprocessors. Well, our electrical networks are all based on these processors. A lot of our communication networks are based on it, so they essentially have a backdoor access into everything that as we increase our dependence upon this technology, we increase our risk. And so it's health, it's a national security, it's frankly our freedom in general that is very much at risk with this unfettered deployment. And the shame of it is there is a way to get access for communications that get that access to the Internet of Things in a safe way that doesn't have these adverse health impacts. But like we said before, I mean, just with alcoholism, first step in solving the problem is to recognize you do have a problem.
Right, exactly. Well, now, you know, you might not know, but I had a very big health issue and I was in remission and doing really well. And just now we just got again some news that I don't like to hear, so I wonder if this is from all these wireless and all this. So when you speak cancer, that's definitely true. And then also I just want to tell you about the skin. as you said, that yes, our skin is the primary organ that absorbs 5G, but what's in our skin are vitamin D receptors. And the major effects of 5G will be the vitamin D insufficiency, meaning that your body cannot get in the vitamin D that you need. No matter how much vitamin D you take orally, it will not be able to be absorbed in your body. And what's really interesting is the effects of 5G and vitamin D deficiency are like the same.
You know, and mentioning that on vitamin D, you know, vaccines themselves block the absorption of vitamin D as well. And women are really suffering, have no idea, especially if they have been, say, to university, college level and had to have vaccines in the last, say, 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. But if you go back to my generation, when we didn't have these types of vaccines, growing up and never got them later in life. I mean, I got them in the military, but other than that, don't really have any vaccines whatsoever, so I don't have those issues. But if they do it in the 5G, they found a new way. Whether they're doing it intentionally or not, it could just be the side effect, so I don't want to accuse them of that. But the point is, it's still having the same effect that the vaccines are having, and that's going to really increase a tremendous amount of health problems, even more so than what we already have with other issues.
But we are so happy that you are addressing this and fighting for American people and educating them. So we want to take your material and get it out to the public. So what else can you tell us, especially in solutions and the light at the end of the tunnel?
Well, I think, first of all, we're not alone in this. So it's not just you guys and me and my wife that are doing this. There are a lot of people all over the world. You talked about the resolution in Europe. Mm-hmm. There's a group called the Baby Safe Project here in the United States, where a variety of doctors got together and signed a declaration very similar to that. We've got MD Safe Tech, which is a great facility, Physicians for Safe Technology, that go beyond identifying the health impacts to providing some practical safeguards that you can put forward to protect yourself. Also, the Environmental Health Trust is a great organization and that has a lot of those safeguards. Just one word of caution for everybody. When you start talking about this, they say, well, we should do a study on that. And that's just, you know, being from the political realm, that just means I don't want to deal with it right now. We'll wait for the next guy to go off and address it. And they just kick the can down the road. There are thousands of studies documenting the adverse health impacts associated with this technology. We just got to start looking at it and actually reading it and putting it into action. So all these organizations that I was mentioning, and there's so many more, they're a great repository for this information. So I would suggest that all the viewers that are online right now, that are watching this, they actually start sharing some of those websites with their friends and family. Start advise and start taking some of those practical safeguards. If you're not ready to completely pull the plug on your Wi-Fi or whatever, at least turn it off at night. Put your Wi-Fi router on a timer. When you're walking around with your phone, I've got a just turn on airplane mode. When your laptop is plugged in, even if it's hardwired in, turn it on airplane mode as well, and shut down your Bluetooth and your Wi-Fi broadcast on it. There's meters that you can buy commercially that can actually help detect what the environment is like in your home. I mean, I think it's typically 3 to 6 microwatts per square meter that is kind of the threshold you want to stay at or below, which is orders of magnitude below what the FCC recommends, by the way. But if you're in that level of exposure, power density levels, that's good. But there are some practical steps. So the big thing is, do not despair. If this is a case where, just like what happened with the tobacco industry, eventually the truth got out there. And each person that's listening to this can help be part of that truth squad, if you will, to get that word out and let people know about it. I mean, I've been talking about this for over a year. I let all my colleagues know about the adverse health impacts. They all have the documented studies, and they still chose to go off and approve the deployment of 5G. And so there's a big hurdle to get over, but the one good news out of that whole story, if there is, was that we had more people voting in opposition to it than any other state anytime one of those bills is put out. So it's just a matter of moving the needle of awareness, going through those five stages, that going from denial to anger to bargaining to depression, and then finally we get to that acceptance stage, that stage five, where everybody can understand that, yes, this is a concern, but there are ways to go off and safeguard us against that technology. But you first got to admit we got a problem. And from my aerospace background, I remember the expression, Houston, we have a problem. Well, world, we do have a problem on this, and we have to address it.
Yes.
Senator Kobach, let me ask you real quick, just as we, I know we're probably getting close to winding down now. In your book, Wrestling Gators, there, do you deal with the 5G debate in this book here, or are you looking at possibly you and your wife maybe co-authoring a book together in the near future on the subject?
Oh, that's something else for the to-do list, I guess. But no, in the book, what I talk about is how government really works behind the scenes. So if you want to influence the policymakers, I think it's very useful in that, because I talk about how a bill becomes a law. I talk about the different tactics that kind of the folks in the swamp like to use to impede good principled policies. And so it's really kind of a how-to book for people that want to affect the public policy debate. So that's, I think, the primary benefit. I don't talk specifically about 5G in there, not that I recall. I had to, before publishing it, I had to scrub about 100 pages of this thing to get it out there. So that might be in volume two that we release down the road. But I really wanted to get people to understand how policy works. If you really want to change things, if you really want to stop the unfettered deployment of some of these technologies and get them to wake up to how it's impacting real people's lives, you got to understand how the political system works. And that's what I try to focus in on with Wrestling Gators. And it's I call it Wrestling Gators, an outsider's guide to drain the swamp. The reviews that we've gotten on this have been fantastic. It's up on Amazon.com in Kindle and in paperback format. But I encourage you to check that out if you want to become a more effective policy advocate.
Very nice.
We'll post all of that in the description below for you guys as well, so you'll know how to be able to look at this information, as well as Senator Kobach has given us a vast amount of information that'll be in the description below as well from the conference. And if you can let people know as well, Senator Kobach, how people can access this, if there's like a one-stop place that they can see all this information as well, because what you sent me is incredible.
Well, the best place to start is up on YouTube. I've actually got a Patrick Kobach YouTube channel. If you go into that YouTube channel, you'll be able to access all the videos from the panel, from the forum that we had, and they're in bite-sized increments. I mean, essentially, I asked all these forum participants who have a storied career on this particular subject. I mean, one of the presenters, his name is Dr. Ron Melnick, was actually one of the lead researchers on the 14-year, $25 million study to end all studies on cell phone radiation that declared that there was clear evidence of carcinogenic effects. He was actually at our forum, and I asked him to try to summarize everything in 10 minutes, and they did. So all these are in little bite-sized chunks, and you can go to YouTube and search for Patrick Kobach, and if you go to that YouTube channel, it's in there. Plus, I've updated all those YouTube videos to have links to all the different websites, like the Environmental Health Trust website, so that people can get access to that directly from those videos as well.
Excellent.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I mean, you are like a breath of fresh air, because being in politics and actually taking these kind of steps, that's very encouraging. Thank you.
Well, thank you guys for getting the news out, because this is with the media, this is important. This is an important thing. That's how we get the truth out. And you guys taking on a difficult subject. I mean, when's the last time the media went beyond a one-minute summary of a complex story? Right? This is a very complex story. There's a lot of nuances to it. You guys have dedicated the time to getting the truth out, and I really appreciate that.
Thank you. And sometimes what it does affect some of the larger networks as well. I know a lot of times we bring out stories, RT gets a little jealous and They'll put up a more of an in-depth study on it as well, or even BBC. Both of those kind of watch pretty close what we put out. So hopefully it'll definitely have a greater impact. Thank you very much, and thank you guys for watching. Definitely share the information. I would encourage you as well, subscribe to Senator Kolbach, Patrick Kolbach, his YouTube channel. It'll be there in the description below. That way, if he loads up anything in the near future as well, you'll have that access to that information, because it is a vital information. And I'm sure when we see Dr. Pidgeon this weekend, he's also taking up the 5G debate, and so I'm sure he'll be very interested in this interview we've done here today with Senator Kolbach. Thank you again,
Senator. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. God bless.